This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Vaccinations rise, so do case numbers.
We still are in a war with this deadly virus.
Trial witness describes George Floyd death.
You could see him struggling to actually gasp for air.
New attacks on Asian Americans.
Every single day, there seems to be another incident.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says 90% of Americans should be eligible for the COVID vaccine in about 3 weeks. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the sign of optimism comes as officials warn another surge in virus cases could be gaining momentum.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky with a stark warning as COVID-19 cases are up 11% over the past week.
And I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
At a time when millions are on the road for spring break, Walensky and President Biden are discouraging non-essential travel. The president is once again calling on mayors and governors to reinstate mask mandates.
Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And business should require masks as well.
At least 8 states have dropped mask and social distancing restrictions in recent weeks with no signs of reversing course.
What could be coming up in the weeks ahead? Infectious disease expert Dr. Michael Osterholm on CBS This Morning.
We have, unfortunately, a roadmap for what it could be like in looking at what's happened in the European countries right now. You have many of the countries that are in total lockdowns, and yet they're still seeing the challenges, even with vaccination, with this new variant, B117, the one originally seen in the United Kingdom.
Now to Minneapolis, where the jury in Derek Chauvin's murder trial had a lot to take in on day one. CBS's Jamie Yukas says there was plenty for George Floyd's family to handle, too.
When they replayed the video of George on the ground, I had to walk out. Even to this day, I still haven't watched the video in full.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams, watched the trial with his family from a separate room as the prosecution played all 9 minutes of the video that started a worldwide movement against police brutality.
You can believe your eyes that it's a homicide, it's murder.
But defense attorney Eric Nelson argued that Chauvin was simply following training.
The use of force is not attractive, but it is a necessary component of policing.
And that Floyd's death was not caused by Chauvin's actions, but rather drugs and other factors. Donald Williams, prosecutor's third witness, was on the scene that day. Williams, a previous security officer with mixed martial arts experience, described what he saw.
You see his foot is on the, his toe is pointed down, and you will see a small gesture in his back foot, and that's just the pressure you push more down between his knee, George's head, and the concrete.
New York City authorities are investigating 2 attacks on Asian Americans, both being considered hate crimes. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
In surveillance video taken from an apartment building, the 65-year-old Asian woman is seen walking before a man suddenly appears and violently strikes her, causing her to fall to the ground. He then repeatedly stomps her, striking her multiple times to the head before casually walking away. Our New York station WCBS reported the man shouted, "You don't belong here," before running away.
The other attack on a subway train left a man unconscious after he was put in a chokehold. An Asian American woman is one of 10 people President Biden intends to nominate to serve as federal circuit and district court judges. The group also includes 3 African American women and the first Muslim American federal judge. The Arkansas Senate has approved a bill banning gender-confirming treatments for anyone under 18. Justice of the Peace Evelyn Rios Stafford is the state's first trans-elected official and a sharp critic of the measure.
This is a solution looking for a problem. Here in Arkansas, the people pushing this bill have not even been able to point to a single problem in our state where somebody was harmed. This is really about targeting trans youth.
Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has not said if he supports the bill, but he signed a law last week that would allow doctors to refuse to treat someone because of religious or moral objections. Opponents say that could be used to turn away LGBTQ patients. The water's gone down in parts of Tennessee that saw damaging and deadly flooding. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says more trouble could be on the horizon.
This next round of rain is going to come in starting on Tuesday evening, and it's going to last through the day on Wednesday. About an inch and a half of rain. That's not a tremendous amount of rain, but when your ground is fully saturated, the rivers have no excess capacity, you do have the potential for flash flooding.
In South Dakota, Mount Rushmore is closed, and hundreds of homes northwest of Rapid City have been evacuated because of three separate wildfires being pushed by strong winds. The Biden administration says it's moving to approve a huge wind farm off the coast of New Jersey in a bid to generate electricity for more than 10 million homes nationwide by 2030. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says hitting that target could mean tens of thousands of jobs.
The president recognizes that a thriving offshore wind industry will drive new jobs and economic opportunity up and down the Atlantic coast, in the Gulf of Mexico, and in Pacific waters.
And it's a step that would cut carbon dioxide emissions. Well, for years, church membership in this country has been falling. Now, it's no longer in the majority.
The percentage of Americans who belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque has dropped below 50%. It's the first time Gallup has found religious membership is in the minority since it first asked the question in 1937, when church membership stood at 73%. Only 36% of millennials belong to a church. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Dry spells shattered in the NCAA basketball tournament.
The Baylor Bears are back in the Final Four for the first time in 71 years.
With a win over Arkansas on CBS, Houston snapped a 37-year stretch without a Final Four trip, outlasting Oregon State. In the women's tournament, UConn made it 13 straight Final Four trips with a 2-point win over Baylor. Arizona eliminated Indiana. What's in a name? Well, changing one letter could say a lot about a major car company.
By harnessing power for the many, we can change the world.
Volkswagen appears ready to switch its name to Volkswagen, replacing the K with a T to reflect its commitment to electric cars. The announcement appeared briefly on the company's media site before it was quickly removed. A spokesman declines comment, but USA Today says VW had apparently intended to post the news release April 29th. It says electric cars will get an exterior badge with the name Volkswagen. Standard ones will keep the VW mark. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Visa says it will allow the use of the cryptocurrency USD coin to settle some transactions on its payment network. USD coin's value is directly pegged to the US dollar. PayPal is set to allow cryptocurrency to pay millions of its online merchants. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.